brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone. Gather around for yet another suds segment where we don't do it for the money or the fame. Well, which is probably good because we have neither of those things.
Neither of those things.
Yeah. Well, we do it for the love of beer, darn it. I mean, that's what we're here for. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today is good old boy Barger.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Reverend Mark.
Glad to roll these beers out in your direction.
Wow.
That was perfect.
It was.
That was. Good old boy Sparky.
Hello. I'm not wearing pants.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
We noticed.
Sorry. It only took one episode to get him there.
I know.
Well, it was the warm-up, right?
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. Good old boy Dave.
Hey, I am... Well, actually, I'm not wearing pants.
This is a pantsless episode?
Yes.
Wow. Nice.
I think you're the only one wearing pants.
Well, I'm the girl, yeah, you know.
Fair.
There's that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, today's episode is brought to you by Reverend Mark. No, literally. Literally, Reverend Mark picked up all the beers for this episode and brought them back for us to try. They are from the award-winningest brewery east of the Mississippi, Iron Hill Brewery. Primarily based out of Philadelphia area, they have 22 locations across 5 states. Good old boy Dave, why don't you give us some background?
So basically, some dude named Kevin Finn was living in Delaware in 1990 and his wife gave him a homebrew kit. Huh, wonder how that feels.
What a swell lady.
I've heard this story before.
He starts making beer, and it's good. His buddy Mark Edelson joins him, probably to get free beer. And they start entering some homebrew contests and winning. Then in 1994, they are introduced to an experienced restaurateur named Ken Davies. 3 years later, they open for business in their first location in Newark, Delaware. A year or so later, they open their second location in Westchester, PA. And they keep making awesome beer and great food. And then fast forward to now, and like you said, they have 22 locations in 5 states.
Woohoo.
Way to be.
I know, right? Okay, Reverend Mark, since you picked them out, why don't you give us today's lineup?
Be glad to. And we have a good smattering of canned product as well as bottle aged.
Smattering.
Smattering.
Yeah. What a word.
That's great.
So to start off, we're going to have the Iron Hill Brewery beers, starting with the Daconia Juicy IPA. Next, the Kryptonic Haze Imperial Juicy IPA. Segueing now into the bottled products, we will have the 2022 Grand Inquisitor. The bourbon, it is a bourbon barrel-aged Russian Imperial Stout. Next, the 2022 St. Malty of the Rum Barrel, which is a Belgian-style quad aged in rum barrels. And last, my favorite, just the name, I guess, is the Jittery Monk. A rye whiskey barrel aged Belgian styled triple.
Those all sound amazing.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks. That was perfect. Okay. Good old boy Barger, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
Glad to. We will be discussing and rating these beers with a suds rating plus our signature belching sounds. And here are those ratings now. Number one, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. Number two, was that a belch? Number three, what a relief.
That made me uncomfortable.
Number four. You know, a body shouldn't really make that sound. Number five. Listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, that just keeps on going, doesn't it? Okay, before we get to the beer, Reverend Mark, why don't you tell us how you came upon Iron Hill, which Iron Hill you happened to go to, and did you enjoy Iron Hill?
Yeah, well, my lovely wife and I were taking part in a family tradition, which is the Delaware Valley Bluegrass Festival, which this was the 51st annual. And so my wife's family are all in bluegrass music, and her dad actually helped start this festival in 1972.
Nice.
Wow.
So it started in Delaware, but now it is in Woodston, New Jersey. So we went to the Iron...
Because when you think of bluegrass, New Jersey.
Jersey. What you think
of. Every time.
Well, you just go across the Delaware River, which is really interesting. You can go to New Jersey from Delaware just fine, but when you come back, you have to pay a toll, which means you have to pay to get out of New Jersey.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So we were there for the weekend, and it happens every Labor Day weekend. It is put on by the Brandywine Friends of Old Time Music. So it is both bluegrass and then old time, which is like mountain music. And so I made sure that my brothers-in-law play with Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass. So they're there every year, but they travel around the country. I won't list all the people that were there, but we had Riders in the Sky.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
Daly and Vincent. Then we had Dan Tominski, who, you know, is Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
And,
Hey, do you have anybody there with one of them washtub basses?
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, they'd be thrown out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all time.
And then the last person I mentioned, Larry Sparks, been there. He's been in the business since like the early 70s.
I approve of him.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, there you go. That's all you needed right there.
So anyway, we wound up going to the original Iron Hill Brewery in Newark simply because we wanted to get some local beer beyond what was simply being offered at the fabulous Wawa. You know, I mean, they had a lot of good stuff, but
what's a Wawa?
We're getting one right near my house.
No way.
Yes, in Bellevue.
Wawa is the coming to Tennessee.
One, yeah. The first one is literally going to be within walking distance of my house.
It's a really cool place, but they, you know, they had,
is
you know,
like a liquor store.
No, it's just
it's a convenience store with ridiculous sandwiches.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm.
Sorry, I don't get out much.
No,
it's all good.
It's a north of the Mason-Dixon line.
But also
thing.
Florida somehow.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the...
Well, all the people from north go down. Yeah.
Snowbirds.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a very well-appointed kind of convenience store. And they had a lot of good commercial beer, you know, I mean, good craft beer, but they didn't have anything like local.
Local.
So, we wanted to venture out one afternoon and came across Iron Hill. And like you say, you know, they had a reputation of winning more GABF awards and all of any brewery north of the Manson-Nixon line. And so, you know, we kind
Sounds
of
right.
focused on some of their canned product as well as the bottle stuff we brought.
Nice. How was the food?
Excellent. And that's another Good. Thing. Yeah, at least to the Newark facility we went to had a very impressive menu. And I remember I had the fish and chips, but, you know, otherwise we were eating kind of like fairground food, you know, so.
Yeah.
Funnel cakes for days.
Funnel cakes and corn dogs.
Corn dogs.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Is it a meat on a stick? I'm in.
Let's
go.
Oh, these are turkey legs?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Right. Nice. Okay. Right.
Let's drink some beer.
Let's get into it. And qualifier, Dave and I have been to the Westchester the Westchester version of this.
And we also
back in
loved
the day.
It.
So I used to work for a company that was headquartered in Westchester.
Nice.
And back then, Pennsylvania's beer laws were insane. Yeah. Like you could only get a 6-pack at a bar. And but the headquarters,
they haven't changed really much.
Oh, no, seriously? You get a 6-pack to go.
Well, no, yeah. So now you can
buy them at a convenience store. You can buy them at a grocery store.
But now it's like a 12-pack. So if I go to Wegmans to get, and Wegmans actually has a nice selection of beer, but it's a 12-pack and that's it. So can you imagine me as a beer lover? Yeah.
So you could only get beer. You could take out beer from a bar, like 6-packs from a bar, but you couldn't get it at the grocery store. You couldn't get it at a convenience store. You could go to a liquor, a package distribution warehouse and load up by the case.
By the case there. And we still have plenty of those.
And our corporate headquarters was right across the street from a package warehouse. So it kind of worked out well.
That's awesome.
Nice. That'll help you get through the day.
Go to the packy.
Okay. So let's get to the first beer. And we are going to go with the Danconia Juicy IPA, 7.2% ABV. Hazy, crazy, and totally groovy, baby.
Boy, this is
time for Danconia. Yeah, it's a juicy New England style IPA with intense pineapple and tropical fruit notes, plus a big old batch of dry hops.
Is
that Centennial?
This is, after the last New England that we just had, this is like such a different experience and like more typical for what I would have expected.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And this has got this is very danky.
Super dank.
Well, I had zero expectations. So I'm a fan.
Yeah. No, I wasn't saying it critically. I was just saying I enjoyed this lots more than that last one that we had.
It's night and day.
Night and day difference.
Well, and this beer is almost twice as big.
Yeah. This is so much drier.
Fair. Yeah. But there's just so much.
Not as much sweetness. I mean, it's just all dank hops all day long.
Yeah.
You mean you like this better than the Juicy Juice?
Yeah.
Iced tea?
Juicy Juice.
We will never speak of that again, my friend. Never.
Ooh, it's burning me a little bit.
No, that didn't happen.
A little bit of hop burn off this.
Well, there is definitely hop burn for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, good grief. It just keeps getting danker.
We'll be back in just a minute with more.
Oh my God.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So, what do you get when Reverend Mark goes to a restaurant? You get Iron Hill beer.
Oh, I was going to say arrested, but keep going.
Wow.
Escorted out.
Okay. Well, what we're talking about in today's episode is a smattering of beers from Iron Hill Brewery and Restaurant. And this first one that we were talking about right before the break was the Danconia IPA.
Is there any more?
And
thanks, buddy.
Yeah. So this is, I mean, this is big. It's coming in at 7.2% ABV, and that's
a lot.
That's robust.
Right.
Yep. That's very robust.
Robusto. So this, since this is from a restaurant, what would you pair this beer with food wise?
God, man.
I think it better be something strong.
I was going to say it would bounce off. Like, I would love to have this with some Thai food or something spicy. I think would be about the only thing that you could fight this with. Maybe a salad because there's so many hops still in this.
Yeah. Please use this. Mix some olive oil in this and just make the dressing.
It's pretty much
Indian
salad.
Food.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Anything like with a big punch to it, I think would pair well.
Yeah. This is just great to style. It's not too sweet. You know, there's still hops getting stuck in my teeth as I'm drinking it.
intense.
The particulates.
Definitely floral.
And it definitely has a, like a malt foundation, but it's not overly assertive either. So the hops really do shine.
Yeah, it doesn't get in the way at all.
It's got that mouth coat of hops.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's hit me in the back of the... Yeah. Wow.
Back of the head?
All of it. Mm. Good grief.
It's, I mean, it's really nice. It's really nice. We are going to rate the Danconia a 4.
Good job, Iron Hill.
Yeah. Right?
This is the smallest beer in the flight.
Yeah, what happens next, Juliana?
Well... Funny, you should ask.
So, do you have a sobriety test?
Yeah, I was gonna say, is there a wheelbarrow you're gonna just like toss me out on your own?
Oh, but there is. Okay.
Nap time is
so next up, 9% ABV, mind you.
Thanks for going easy on us.
Well, you know,
officer, we found him in the yard this way.
Yeah. So this is the Kryptonic Haze Imperial Juicy IPA. One sip could make this double IPA your kryptonite. Double dry hop with the supernova of Amarillo, Citra, Mosaic, and Simcoe hops.
Ah, Mosaic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's there.
I like Dank better.
It's like they did a pound of every hop per can.
Do you think there's some lactose in this?
There's definitely...
I don't think so.
Yeah.
There has to be. I mean, for all that amount of hops...
There's no sweetness.
No, but there's got to be something.
I think it's oats.
Maybe it's oats.
Oats, yeah. Like that's I don't see how you would put lactose in this.
No,
because now you'd have some residual sweet.
Okay. It would come through kind of milkshake IPA-ish, and this is not that.
No, mm-hmm. No. This
there's
is
definitely
not.
Some hop burn going on,
but it's juicy too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Versus like pithy juicy of the Danconia, which...
See, I like this one better than the last one just because there's a little more nuance to this one. That last one, it's just like was like Mike Tyson punching you in the face. This was more like Muhammad Ali punching you in the face.
He's a gentleman.
Face. Yeah.
Yeah, a gentleman
but
punch.
But he's dancing around a little bit more.
See, rope-a-dope.
Yeah.
I'm the exact opposite. I like the Dank more than I like this one.
Yeah. I'm going to have to... I'm with you, Barker. I'm on that one.
I think that the crispness of the Dank really made it shine.
Yeah.
And that the milkiness, even though we know it's not lactose now, but the creaminess of this one just... flattens out some of the hops and it doesn't really hit the palate like the other one does.
Do you know what does hit? The 9%, because I'm feeling it.
I think there's there. Alcohol and hop burn on this one.
Oh, interesting. Right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Do you remember back like when, like this is 9% and it's a double IPA. Remember like back in the day when like double or triple like meant
it was like 7% was a double IPA.
And this would be a barley wine.
This is a hazy American barley wine.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is the OG Sierra Nevada Bigfoot.
You know, also I think the Danconia is it was really crisp and nuanced in its own unique way and was delicious. Consume cool, whereas I'm thinking this one would be better on a cold day, warming up and drinking it more slowly.
Yeah,
this is not a really good warm day beer because it warms you.
I tell
you
what, it does warm
the burps
you.
Coming off this beer.
Oh no!
Holy moly!
How's that Mosaic treating you now, buddy? Well,
I'll tell you this: I'm actually looking forward to one of those Belgian beers to kind of cleanse my palate a little bit.
The day that, man, I wish I could have a barley wine palate cleanser.
You need a palate cleanser? Oh, yeah. Gotcha, right. Yeah.
Mm.
Can I get a shot of bourbon to cleanse my palate a little bit?
Boy, this quad just cleaned everything out.
Yeah. But I really like the transition of both. Like, you know what I mean? Because like in looking at them, okay, you got a Danky, you got a Hazy. Okay, they're going to be about the same, but they couldn't be any more separate.
Oh, they're
you know what
so
I mean?
Far apart.
Yeah. I have to tell you, I'm not very familiar with this brewery, and even though they're all over the place, I guess.
They're like Pennsylvania.
Regional, it sounds like they've done great regionally. I'm fascinated with is I wonder like what their, you know, flagships, whatever they started off with, because obviously it's not these two beers. Yeah. And they've done a really great job with them. And I think you don't always see that with...
Look, I wonder if they have a good lager.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, yeah, whatever their, like, main lines are.
I'm trying to remember what they had. They had quite a variety of beer on tap, but I picked these up because these were their canned products mostly.
Okay.
The canned and bottled. So apparently this is what's hot right now
in terms of
canned product going out the door.
But, I mean, these are great and just, yeah, like, you know.
Can they make anything that's less than 6%?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they. I mean, they can and they have. So
I know.
As home brewers, I guess, yes, they took first place in the category of dark ales in 1990. Mm. So that's where the whole thing got
dark
started.
Ales. Wow,
were they the only dark ale in the category?
Probably.
Don't know. About
it was
that.
12.5%.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then. I'm trying to see if they say anything about.
I think Rivermark was right. This thing is actually better
as it's warming up.
As it's warming up, which is insane to think about for an IPA.
Yeah.
Okay, so in 1997, then, so like they started as homebrewers around 1990. In 1997, now they're Iron Hill, okay, in Delaware, and at their first GABF, they won, doesn't say what medal they took, but it was for their Lodestone Lager. Oh, it was a gold for their Lodestone Lager.
Okay.
So they started with the lager. And I think when we were there, I think we had a lager or two, and then we had like some heavier stuff.
Yeah, we brought some big beers back with us, but
yeah,
most of what we drank there with dinner was lighter.
Was
stuff.
The lighter ones, but it was, you know, good. Yeah. I mean, and also like between Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, there's a lot of German influence in the beers that were coming out around that time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, as well as like Belgians, because one of our favorite places in Philadelphia,
the Dirty Monk.
Yeah, I mean, was
it's totally not called the Dirty Monk.
No, it's like Monk's Cafe.
Oh yeah, of course, Monk's Cafe. Yeah,
yeah,
that's an iconic place.
I just like how she didn't correct me.
I just was like, I just want to move on.
.org.
But anyways, but it was all about the Belgian influence too, because we didn't have a lot of super craft at the time. So what we were getting imported into the big cities,
and it's
was
like the beer stores around where Juliana lives or is from. Like down here, you can get a few, you know, you get Chimay and you get St. Bernardus and a few little things, Le Chouf and stuff. But like up there, man, their Belgian section is
like
being in
Belgium. It's gorgeous. You know? Yeah, mm-hmm. It's nice. And also like, I mean, in the German influence, like there's a lot of German breweries that we don't get down here.
So next time we go up there, we're going to bring back a couple of shows of like...
All
Belgian
imports.
Stuff you never see
of the European things that just don't
I feel
make
like
it down here.
I feel like before, you know, the home brewing, craft brewing scene really opened up in the US. I mean, that's really like in the 90s and the late
80s. If you were a beer nerd,
that's what you're drinking. Yeah. You're drinking all imports, and that was like the
you
thing,
had like
you know,
half of them were oxidized.
All of them were oxidized.
We had like some had like Anchor. And then,
yeah,
then it was
exactly.
And then everything else.
Yeah. Anchor, Sam Adams, and then every import you could possibly find.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then eventually Sierra came around.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a tough time for craft beer. I mean, because you didn't have a lot of options.
No, you didn't. No, and there were a lot of styles that...
It was like the dark ages, and then
it was
man, fashion our own cans.
Yeah. I mean, and
some of them are made out of wood.
Yeah.
I had
well,
to
it's
drink
hard to
Milwaukee's
where
best.
We came, you know how far we've come, and then we got these little teeny boppers that want seltzer,
non-alcoholic.
I don't even think they want that now. I mean, I think the whole thing is, you know, the younger generation don't want alcohol at all. I mean, they just don't even want that stuff. Which I know. I'm trying to wrap my head around that.
You know, fentanyl. It's pretty good.
Oh,
good Lord. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Sure.
Sips as and smokes does not.
What was I thinking?
We do not endorse fentanyl.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into something darker.
Well, no, we have to rate.
Oh, sorry. We didn't even rate it? Oh, crap. Well, okay. The Kryptonic Hazy Imperial Juicy IPA. We are rating.
5?
A 4.
Under protest.
Fair.
Okay. So now, let's get into something darker and deeper.
Hey, girl.
We're going to go to the 2022 Grand Inquisitor.
Good so Lord. Boozy.
This is 9.8% ABV. This is a bourbon barrel-aged Russian Imperial Stout.
Yikes. Hey, Juliana. I forgot to shave my nose hairs this week, but then I smelled this.
It took care of it for me.
Spontaneously combusted.
Can you get your nose hair off my papers, please?
Sorry, bro. Sorry about that.
The multitasking that happens at this table is amazing. Yeah. So,
it smells better than it finishes.
So this has whole vanilla beans in it to balance out the bourbon and the stout.
Wow. I need to drink a little bit of this to get the IPA out of my...
Did we just go ASMR?
Apparently we did.
Yeah, we did. This is definitely as advertised.
Imperial Bourbon Barrel Aged Stouts was always my choice.
Really?
To go to for beers.
Okay.
I was always a big beer drinker, and big, dark Imperial bourbons were my thing. But man, this one does not finish like I like an Imperial Bourbon Barrel Stout to finish.
How do you want it to finish?
I want that malty characteristic on the back end.
Want the barrel in the front?
Yeah, that coats my tongue. Now, it could be the Kryptonite in my mouth as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get a rinse and try it again.
I'm fairly certain the insides of all of our mouths have pretty much been burned out at this point.
Okay, so, but Reverend Mark, help me with this. But a Russian Imperial Stout.
It's really fast.
It does. It's really rapid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real thin.
You can't slow down.
Yep. We're not sorry. It's just going to keep happening.
I need a sound. Maybe not quite that sound.
Oh.
No, but Russian Imperial Stouts.
Correct. Okay.
They're going to be fruitier, like dark fruit, molasses.
Right. Yes, you're going to
not necessarily malt. I mean, like,
right.
Mm-hmm. Most bourbon barrel stouts are going to be more, I hate to say regular stouts, but like an oatmeal stout or just a basic stout, because the bourbon is going to come in and give you those flavors to help nuance the stout. But a Russian Imperial, no, that's big, bold fruit.
Right. And I think that them adding vanilla beans was just a little bit overkill.
Yeah.
Because I don't really you're going to get that in the barrel anyway.
You totally get out of the barrel. I'd love to know what bourbon this was too.
I feel like it confuses your taste buds because you're trying to get that bourbon out, that mouth coat feel with that, and then when you hit that stout with it, well, when you just throw vanilla beans in there, vanilla bean is just going to neutralize a lot of that thickness, a lot of that bold flavor you're going to get and overpower it.
Yeah, I think it does kind of cut through some of the dark fruit a little bit, kind of undercuts it, because from all those dark malts, you know, where you get your, you get some of the plum and everything, like this, I don't know.
Just age it for a couple of years and all the vanilla.
Yeah, and I wonder how long they left it in the barrel, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there an age statement on the bottle?
Let's see.
That's it. You had your hand on it first. St. Marie?
No, this is Grand Inquisitor.
Yeah.
Dude, were you drinking the wrong beer? That would be...
I don't want to talk about it.
No, it doesn't say anything on it.
I was drinking the wrong beer.
Okay.
I apologize for all my statements.
I retract.
Well, okay, I don't retract them.
That's amazing.
However, I regret
nothing. That's hilarious. I thought you were just screwing around, but you know you're serious. That's amazing.
You know what, though? You were so adamant about some things. You were starting to win us all over to your point, too, though. So.
Except no.
It it's good though. So, you know, I mean, I love a Russian Imperial. I mean, just
and
in general.
This is a classic.
Yeah, there it is. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
We're good.
I like that one.
It went from a 2 to a 5 in like a second and a half. Yeah.
No, but the molasses on this is like so, the viscosity on it.
You can taste every molasses.
It's so lovely, but I just don't. For the vanilla beans that went into this, I'm not necessarily getting a lot of vanilla.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm still get like, if it's there, it's in the background because I'm just getting the fruits.
The dark fruits all day.
See, I still feel like the vanilla is cutting out some of those dark fruits that you could be getting.
I definitely get a fig. Kind of figgy flavor.
It's changing as it warms up a little bit.
Vanilla bean on the finish is what I'm getting now.
Okay.
Let me just, you know, these are my statements.
I can't
now.
Wait to find out like what it is you actually drank. We're going to come back to that. We got to know when we get to the thing.
Wow.
I think this is actually, it's good. I do think they could have gone without the vanilla beans though. I'm going to stick with that.
Reverend Mark, what do you think?
I think it is a little bit sweet on the backside more than I still
like. That's how he likes his ladies, not his beers.
Wow.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
But for bourbon like barrel, this. You know, and that adds another kind of, you know, register of
another layer
flavors that you're normally not factoring in.
Sure.
So I think it's very good.
Yeah. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Okay.
Yeah.
We are going to rate, now that we are all tasting the 2022 Grand Inquisitor.
Who wasn't tasting that? Come on, guys.
I don't know. I mean,
it's we are going to rate that a nice 4.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to tease you, right?
Hey, man, I earned that one today.
Yes.
Do you know what would be awesome is if, like, we were drinking these beers and it wasn't almost 90 degrees outside. I'm sorry. True. I can't get over it. I'm so mad that tomorrow's October
fall.
Looking at the forecast, it's like,
next week
I
want to
burn
change.
Things.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Next week where it's like so hot. No. I want to burn things.
Well, next weekend it's going to be cold.
It better
we
be.
We could hope.
Maybe at 2 in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, at 2 a.m. Right? Honey, come outside. Yeah. It feels like fall.
Get up, kids.
Okay. Well, we'll be back with more in just a minute. Destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode is a Iron Hill Brewery takeover, courtesy of Reverend Mark being the best beer mule-er ever.
This could be the 87% worth of alcohol I've just ingested in the last 5 minutes, but I feel pretty good.
Do you? Yeah.
You look good, man.
You look good. I'm kind of a fan of Iron Hill right now.
But cool. Now his shirt's off.
Well,
it's true. And I mean, if you would just stop tweaking your nipples, I mean, I don't know if that's like a personal comment.
Well, if you would start.
I'm not watching, but I can't look away.
Okay. Well, let's get into a little story time before we get to some more beer.
I have a story.
All right.
Tell us a story.
All right, guys. This is true. True story.
It's always true.
It's really
whether
happened.
It happened or not, we don't know.
Actually,
but
the truth. Police rushed to report of a ritual mass killing, but it was just a yoga class. Savasan, huh? It seems like a concerned onlooker in Lincolnshire, England, took corpse pose a little too literally. According to a Facebook post by Seascape Cafe at the Observatory, a cafe that also a community space, art gallery, and exercise place, a passerby mistook the final resting position the entire class was participating in for a mass killing. The final resulting pose, also known as corpse pose or savasana, usually occurs at the end of a yoga class in which people lie on their backs with their eyes closed in order to sink into a meditative state.
So basically they're like nap time. Like,
which is what's going to happen to us after the next two barley wines.
Yeah.
The unidentified person reported a mass killing in our building, having seen several people laying on the floor, the Seascape Cafe Facebook post reads, which actually turned out to be the yoga class and meditation. We're not a part of any mad cult or crazy clubs, the post continues. All in all, the situation turned out positive, and we are, of course, grateful. Lincolnshire Police confirmed to Sky News and the BBC that the officers received a call about the incident at 8:56 p.m. from a caller with good intentions.
Isn't that so British?
You know what this makes me think
of? So British.
You remember Bewitched and the neighbor lady who was always
Mrs. Kravitz.
Yeah, totally.
Isn't that what every yoga people say, though? We're not a cult.
Yeah, we're not a cult. First sign that you're a cult?
Yeah, you're not a cult. Right? Now take off your pants.
Millie Laws, who taught the yoga class, went into more details about the incident with the Washington Post Friday. Mills told the Post that seven students were lying on their backs for about 30 minutes as she banged on a shamanic drum in a dark room that's a cult by just candles during Wednesday's hour and a half restorative yoga class when they sacrificed the cat with the ritual knife. Oh, I'm sorry, that was a bit of ad lib. Yeah. Mills said she noticed a couple outside the studio walking a dog and peering through the window at what must have been a very bewildering scene for them. Abner! They reported to the police that they'd seen somebody walking around a room lit up with candles and what looked like a dead people laying all over the floor and the murdered cat. Sorry, that was, again, just embellishment.
It must have been Schrodinger's cat.
Or was it? The couple thought it was some sort of a ritual mass killing. Jeez, guys, come on.
Like Jonestown, come on.
Britain switched to decaf tea. Come on. Mills added to the post that the class had already ended by the time a horde of police officers had shown up. Namaste, fools. And the yogis experienced a lovely relaxation session with no interruptions, thankfully. The cafe also thanks the police on Facebook for their prompt response and said that their boot leather tasted delicious.
Mm-hmm. So if you go to if the police go to a yoga class and say, get on the ground and spread them, I mean, they could really...
Yeah, but it's going to be really stanky by the end. I mean, if it's hot yoga, you don't want people to spread them. Yeah. That's not going to end.
That's not a pleasant.
Unspread them.
Close them.
Could you turn into a ball now? Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
That was a great story, Sparky.
Well, I'm here for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, how do you automatically go to ritual mass murder?
I mean, the candles, also the, you know, the blood smears that were written in patterns all over the floor. Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's what throws
some
you.
Chick it had nothing to drum. Do with that Jonestown documentary she was watching. Yeah,
well, it's true. But that Flavor Aid was so good.
So good. Yeah. So
was there a little boy going, red rum?
Red rum. Red rum. Red rum. Yeah.
You know, I think it was juvie juice is what they were.
Stay off the juvie juice, people.
For another can, just try it, see what happens to you.
Wow, okay, right. So let's get back to some.
All right,
speaking of beautiful dark beer, let's go to the 2022 Saint Malty of the Rum
Barger. This is
Saint Malty. This would be the one that you in had my life.
Yeah,
hey, Juliana, did you know my nickname in high school was Saint Malty of the Rum Barrel? That's just a weird coincidence.
Wow.
It's true.
It's like it was meant for you to
I know. I feel like I'm here at the right place.
Wow. Yes. Okay. This one is only 11.5% ABV.
Man.
This is okay.
So, a beautiful Belgian quad brewed with pounds and pounds of pale and roasted malts, Belgian candy sugar,
all the candy sugar,
traditional European hops, then aged in rum barrels for a year. I said a year.
Yeah.
Just one?
Huh.
Wow.
There's
wow.
a lot going on here.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's like rich and full-bodied with notes of brown sugar, juicy dark fruits, and almost like a sweet, spicy complexity from the rum barrels. Is anybody else getting that?
Yes. I agree.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't want to talk about
it. Where's the malt?
Mm.
That's right. I expected it to be malty.
You know,
God, the aroma on
if this was yeah, a bourbon time. Barrel aged stout, it would be terrible.
However, right.
as a quad, aged in rum barrels,
yeah, quad in a rum barrel.
They kept throwing the candy sugar.
I would
this
like
guy.
To know what kind of rum barrel this mm-hmm. is.
Probably like a four square.
I was just gonna say, I'm
yeah.
hoping
I'm
it's
sure
a four
they win
square.
High dollar. Yeah,
oh, they got a bunch of New England stuff.
Mm. This is, I mean, I well, feel like I'm at a tiki bar having like shots of rum.
With a monk?
With a monk.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, now
yeah.
that my.
But not a jittery monk.
Taste buds in my brain are working together now.
Yeah. How
I
you
don't
feel?
I hate it.
Yeah.
Cool.
I actually enjoy quads. Probably my favorites from Oklahoma City, though, from Coop Ale Works.
Oh, yeah.
They got the DNR.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Reverend Mark.
As the Belgian authority.
Well, you know how those are rated. You have, you know, like with within the Trappist tradition, you have the single, the double, the triple, the quadruple.
Mm-hmm.
And at least legend has it that during a working day, at the end of the day, the monks from Monday through Saturday could have a single on Sundays and Sundays only, they could have a double. On high holy days like Easter and Christmas, they could have a triple.
That's when things start to get a little rowdy.
So they believe in Santa?
Yeah, right. And then only when the Pope or a bishop in charge of that diocese showed up could they bring out the quadruple. That's what I've heard.
That's when the dance music started.
So is that why the monks in Rome are always so happy?
Yeah.
No, but that's how they invented trap music.
Oh. Yeah. It's like trance nights.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, what do you think? Are you tasting?
Do you taste a good quad under the rum?
Yeah.
Well, and that's the question. I mean, I do, but I think that the rum barrel in particular really pushes it off the scale.
Yeah.
I mean, not in a bad way. Yeah. Off the careening off the cliff.
Yeah.
I think, therefore I am, that the rum coats it almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The rum barrel coats it and pushes the
gives
flavor.
Gives it an outer shell.
Yeah. It gives it that little oomph.
But this is, I mean, to me, this is great though, because I don't know why I never thought of putting rum with a quad before.
Oh man, it's perfect.
Right.
Yeah,
I know.
You get the molasses and the,
right.
But, yeah, the dark fruits.
I think it's because I have a nice fascination with like these older aged rums because they're just so complex in their own. Like,
mm-hmm.
why fool with Mother Nature because it's so layered?
A quad
is so layered. Why put them together?
It's like onions.
But now I get right. But now I get it.
This is like a Belgian Boilermaker. Just a glass
exactly
of quad.
Right.
Sure.
Drop a shot of rum in it.
Yeah.
Boom. You're done.
Yeah.
No. Literally.
And again,
you're done.
The whole cold day thing. If you could have this in a, and we do have just a couple ounce pour here, but a small snifter on a very cold day, not a hot as Hades day.
Sure.
Would make it even nicer.
Yeah, like, oh my God, imagine just sipping this as it warms up next to a fire outside. Like, that'd be badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a good cigar.
Yeah.
I like those things. They're delicious.
Yeah.
They're
great.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
No. I mean, I'm a fan.
Yeah, man. No. I love quads. I mean, these just, yeah. It's good. Good job, guys.
Great. Do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Do your
we
thing.
Are going to rate the St. Malty of the Rum Barrel a 4. Though some of us might venture into 5 too.
All right, let's just go 5.
Okay, 5.
So far.
Wow. 5 it is.
Attaboy, St. Malty. You did it.
All right, last but certainly not least is the 2022 Jittery Monk Rye Whiskey Barrel Aged Belgian Triple.
By the way, thanks.
I'm curious to why we went, didn't mean to cut you off, sorry.
No.
Well, I'm wondering why we went quad before the triple. Mm-hmm.
They try. Well, that's
how they were in the box.
So this one is 9% ABV. This trickster of a Belgian style triple spent time aging on Tally Ho Coffee Roasters coffee beans in Dad's Hat rye whiskey barrels. It is deceptively easy to drink with notes of roasted coffee, vanilla, sweet banana, and spicy rye whiskey.
I get almost all those things.
Don't be fooled by its pale color, which honestly, I don't find it too much paler than, well, maybe.
No, it's pretty.
I gotta tell you, so I haven't tasted this yet. I just spent some time playing on the nose, and I didn't know the coffee thing, but that was the first thing that hit me in the face was the coffee piece. Yeah. And
wow,
there's a lot going on.
That's an unusual adjunct
for a triple. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For a triple.
Yeah, it's not what you expect.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's almost like if you made like a blonde coffee stout, you know.
I think the rye.
Oh, wow.
With the coffee doesn't work well with this. Unpopular opinion, probably. I think pick one or the other.
I'm definitely getting the spiciness from the rye.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But I would like to see more of that rye and less of that coffee.
Okay.
Because I get a lot of coffee on the mouth feel. And when it coats your mouth, you get a lot of that coffee, the earthiness from the coffee. And that rum barrel rye barrel just dissipates. The spice is there and then it's gone.
I'm getting alcohol.
I get booze and I get a lot of fruitiness out of this.
I'm not getting any of the banana, but I'm with you, Parker. I'm getting lots of the coffee.
Yeah.
And that's kind of stopping me from the other stuff. I'm going to have to.
I wonder if colder, because they're kind of room temperature at this point.
Now,
but
yeah.
I wonder if colder, if that rye pops out more.
Oh, I'm getting the rye at the end. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I'm getting rye at the end.
That's where the alcohol is coming from.
Bit of banana.
The sweet banana.
Yeah. Yeah, like an overripe banana.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but could you drink 2 pints of this and still be standing? Okay, just checking.
This is this is definitely a sharing around the table.
Yeah.
This is Happy Monk celebrating something.
Is this a, you pair this with like a dessert? Right.
Ooh, yeah, I like that, Dave. That's a good way to do it.
Bananas Foster, is that what you're thinking?
Oh, man, I haven't made that in a hot minute.
Tiramisu.
Some banana pudding.
Oh, tiramisu. With that creaminess to it, yeah.
Key lime pie.
Really?
No, I was just trying to make it.
You just really like stuff. Yeah, that was a good mind.
That was a rich in the machine.
Yeah. Okay, that was...
I like this.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike. Thanks, Mike.
He's going to be in every episode.
That's his favorite soundbite, by the way. He told me.
Yeah, this...
If we can only, AI that into, this raspberry is delicious.
Yeah. I'm working on that. There's something in the works. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. This tastes totally different when it's colder. Oh, I mean, like, completely different. Yeah, try it. Yeah, and here's a fresh cup if you need...
I got a fresh cup right here. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I think this definitely improves by not being as warm. It settles it down a little bit and kind of mellows out the
nose.
Fibers.
Even the nose is different.
Yeah,
which is
that's
weird because usually... Because
you get really rum-forward nose. Like, you get the boozy, but you can really distinctly
smell.
Are you drinking the right beer again?
Completely different.
I don't know.
When it's cool.
It's been a long day.
Completely different. Well, you just drank about 50% alcohol's worth of beer.
And... Personally, I prefer just like a straight up Trappel, more on the dry, spicy side of things.
Yeah.
That's the natural, what I expect with Trappel.
But see, colder, it actually does what
Holy
I said
cow.
It would. The rum's on the front, and then you get your coffee on the back.
You're totally right, Barter.
Yeah. Oh, that's 100%. Wow. This is like spice, then coffee, then banana, but like all blending really well.
Yeah.
Well, everything's compacted when it's cold.
Don't let this get to room temperature. Drink it cold. Drink it fast.
And I would have thought that...
I'm going to need you to shotgun a 750.
Should we do a funnel of this, a bomber of this beer? Yeah.
Well, let's go.
Why not?
Why shouldn't we?
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
Forever.
Wow. This is,
I like it better cold.
Okay. Okay. Right. We are going to rate the Jittery Monk Rye Whiskey Barrel Aged Belgian Triple.
Was that a gang sign?
A yeah. four. I think it was a. Yeah.
Suds for life.
So I think it's safe to say that.
Good job, Iron Hill.
That Iron Hill does
job.
Well yeah. with the IPAs. And they do really well with the Barrel Aged series, too. I mean, these three were all barrel aged mm-hmm. in different types. And they're all like big beers to begin with, but I liked how you still got to taste a little bit of everything there. You know what I mean? Because a lot of breweries, when you get a barrel aged something, it just sort of is overwhelmed.
True.
You know what I mean? And almost like one dimensional. You could just get more booze.
Yeah. You can tell they've been at this for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, a second.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Good job.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today. Yeah, this was pretty cool. Reverend Mark, thank you again so, so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah, my pleasure.
Mark. Yeah, no, great idea. Good old boy Barker, thanks for being here.
Hey, I'm going to tell everybody to keep on smoking.
Reverend Mark, thanks so much for being here.
Always glad to be here.
Good old boy Sparky, thanks for being here.
This counts towards my community service hours, so if you could just fill out this form
after you mow the yard.
I will do that. Good old Bay Dave, say goodbye.
Good old Bay Dave, yeah. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. This is good old God Juliana. Keep on chuggling, and we'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.